you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
She's back. Hey, wrestling fam. What's up, you guys? This is your host, M. Led, on the mic, and I have missed you so goddamn much. You don't even know. If you're new here, hi, welcome. My name is M. Led, and Wrestling with a Life is for anybody who wants to get out of their head, who has a lot of big dreams and goals, but you know, you might be wrestling with yourself a little bit. You might be going through the frickin' ringer, and you might need some encouragement and to hear that you're not alone. And if that's the case, you are in the right place, baby. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking about gratitude, and I have so much to say on this topic because gratitude is a lot more than just writing out a list of things you're thankful for and calling it a day. Gratitude is a heart posture, and it really bleeds into every single aspect of our life. When you can practice having kind of a grateful mindset and really appreciating the things that are going well in your life, the things that you are doing right, the things that you do have that God has provided for you, it bleeds out into everything else in your life. It changes the way that you interact with other people, the way that you respond when bad things happen, and so much more. So I'm going to talk to you today about how we can kind of get into this gratitude mindset, even when things literally feel like shit and you are struggling major to see how there could be any good in a certain situation when it really feels like there is nothing to be grateful for, and some really practical tips and ways that you can really get into that mindset. So if anybody is in a season of their life that has them kind of wondering how they're going to get out of a space of like bitterness and resentment and focusing on their problems, this episode is for you, baby. And if that's the case, hi, I'm right there with you. I know the last time that we spoke solo, I kind of informed the wrestling squad that we would be switching to guest episodes for a while. And don't worry, guest episodes aren't going anywhere. We are just getting started. And I have been loving recording those episodes. I have loved the guests who have come on, and I know you guys have too, which has been so fun to see and to talk about with you. But I've really wanted to get on the mic and talk solo because as I've kind of been going through my shit, which, you know, we started doing guest episodes because I was going through some shit and needed to take a step back. And I'm doing a lot better now. I'm definitely not all the way through it. I'm still processing a lot of stuff, but I'm at least kind of in the position now where I want to start recording solo episodes again. So you can expect solos and guests going forward. But yeah, gratitude and realizing kind of that I was really majorly struggling to be grateful is kind of what has helped me pull myself out of this funk. And so that's why I want to talk about it today. I just kind of like looked around in my life and realized how bitter my heart had gotten, how resentful I was feeling, even towards some of my closest people, how alone I was feeling. I was only really focusing on my problems and on, you know, one particular thing that went wrong about 2 months ago and really hurt me and really knocked me down. And I just felt unable to pull myself out of that place. And practicing gratitude again is really what put me into that headspace. I actually have like a little story time for you guys. So I really realized this when I was on my way to my soccer game last week. I play co-ed soccer with some of my best friends in the world a couple times a week, and it's so much fun. It's the best. And I was on my way to that game, and on my way there, I was really ruminating about all the shit I'm telling you about in my head, focusing on my problems, on everything that wasn't right, how I wasn't happy with my life, you know, what I was lacking. And as I'm driving, I looked out the window and I saw this woman who was sitting at a bus stop and she was missing her right leg. And as I'm on my way to go move my body and play soccer with my friends, I felt incredibly convicted. And it's not like I immediately felt like my problems didn't matter or that, you know, my feelings were invalid. No, like it was nothing like that. But it just made me realize that my attention had been on all the wrong things in my life. I was on my way to go move my body, to see what my body could do, to push myself, to get a sweat in, to hang out with my friends and be young and move and be alive. And I don't know about you guys, but When I work out, when I move my body, I feel fucking amazing. $1 million, like I just snorted a line of cocaine or something. I've never tried cocaine, but I just imagine that's what it would feel like, because it's just like this electric high, this rush every time I work out. And I had been taking that for granted so much, taking my health for granted, you know, and just focusing on all the things that I didn't have and what I lacked, and seeing that woman sitting there, not like knowing that she could not do that, she could not enjoy that same luxury that I could. It just gave me a real wake up moment, a real come to Jesus moment, where I'm like, damn, Emily, get out of your own head, babe, get out of your own way. And it really just put everything into perspective for me. And it kind of made my brain go down a rabbit hole of, wow, what else in my life have I been taking for granted? If you kind of find yourself in a similar position, I wanted to share with you some things that I really thought about on a day-to-day basis, really, that I take for granted. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you're just dying for a freaking drink of water, I always immediately chug water when I wake up. I did some research and I found out that 2 billion people in the world do not have access to clean water. They don't have clean drinking water. And you know how many times I go over to my fridge, pull out my Brita, and pour myself a cup of water in a given day? Constantly. And not once do I really sit there and thank God for that privilege and that luxury and that convenience. And we know that water is like one of the most essential things to human health. Like, it impacts mental, physical health, overall well-being, you know, everything. And that's a luxury for some people. Like, 2 billion people in the world will never experience that, even if they wanted to. That statistic that I found kind of led me to go down another rabbit hole of finding stats. Like, what else do I have on a day-to-day basis that I should be more thankful for? I found that 1.6 billion people do not have clean, warm, safe homes. So if you woke up in your comfy bed this morning, and if you're going to go to bed in a comfy bed tonight, and if you have a roof over your head and you have heat in your home, you're experiencing a luxury that 1.6 billion people don't. And the last stat that I'm going to tell you is from the CDC, and it's that 60% of people, that's over 4 billion people, experience chronic disease. So if you woke up this morning and you had your health, you're better off than 60% of the population. And I'm not telling any of this to make you feel bad or to invalidate your problems, right? Because your problems are very real, babe. And whatever you're going through is very valid. Have your emotions, right? But if we sit there and we ruminate on our problems, we get completely lost and completely sucked into all of the negative and all the bad, and we never stop to consider the good, right? So right there, you have your health, you have water to drink, and you have a safe home. You got it pretty good, and you got a lot to be thankful for right there. And there are so many other things I could tell you that, you know, I've sat here and kind of thought about to put my life into perspective a little bit. Like, the fact that I have a car that I can get into every morning and drive to work, the fact that I have a job, a stable job. Like, there was a time in my life where I got laid off and I didn't even have a job. And not only do I have a job that I absolutely adore and that lights me up and, you know, gives me a sense of purpose. And I love my coworkers. I love my boss. So I have a car. I have a great job. Not only do I have a safe, clean home, but I have a very stylish, fun apartment that I get to decorate and that I have filled with things that I enjoy and that make me happy. I have two little kitty cats, Phineas and Ferb. Have you guys ever seen that TV show, Phineas and Ferb? They're named after that. I have Phineas and Ferb, my little fur babies that keep me company. I have so many wonderful, amazing family and friends, an incredible support system. I have my health. I can move my body. I started going to Orange Theory recently. I play soccer a few times a week. Like, when I really sit there and I look at all the amazing, wonderful things that are happening in my life, it really pulls me out of that headspace of lack. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but that position of lack is also referred to as scarcity mindset. And it refers to when we get so caught up in all the things that we don't have, like we start comparing ourselves to other people. We start looking at, you know, the goals that we have for ourselves and thinking that they're really far and out of reach, and that what we have right now just doesn't compare to what we could have. You know what I mean? And when we get into that place of scarcity mindset, we almost get on this hamster wheel where we start chasing the next thing, or we start waiting to truly live our lives until we get to a certain point or until we achieve a certain thing. You know what I mean? And so then you get stuck on this hamster wheel where you're always chasing and you never stop to look around you and be grateful and to soak it in and to thank God for what he has provided, how far you have come, what you have achieved, the things that you are doing right, you know? And so then it kind of brings you to this place where it's like, okay, well, when are you ever going to be happy with where you're at? If you're always constantly looking for the next thing, when are you ever going to be happy, babe? When is it ever going to be enough for you? When are you ever going to look around at your life and genuinely be like, yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah, I have a lot to be thankful for. The answer is never. If you do not stop and look around you and thank God for what you do have, you never really reach a place of contentment with yourself. You will always find yourself in this scarcity mindset where you're in this position of lack and you're convinced that somebody else has it better than you, or that you're so far behind, or that you have so many problems and there's no way out. And you throw this massive pity party for yourself and you're just drowning in it. And again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to give you that come to Jesus moment, because God knows I freaking needed it these last 2 months. Guys, I got so caught up in my shit and in my problems that I was smoking a shit ton of weed like every night for 2 weeks and didn't leave my apartment and felt so sad and was so upset. And I allowed what happened to knock my confidence in a really big way. And I made the whole situation that happened to me mean something about me. And upon further reflection, y'all, that shit had nothing to do with me. That person who came back into my life and hurt me and set me into this spiral, that was their own shit. That was their own problems. And I made it about me, and it wasn't. And their action caused me to just focus on everything that was wrong and everything that sucked and everything that hurt and everything that I hadn't achieved or finished or reached yet. And so I needed this come to Jesus moment, and I feel like a lot of us need this sometimes. We know that the human brain tends to skew negative, right? Psychologists, psychology in general tells us this. Think about it. If, you know, you've ever been in a room full of people who are giving you feedback, whether it was in school or you had a presentation, or, you know, you're in some sort of spotlighted situation where people are giving you feedback, 9 people in the room could tell you amazing, wonderful things about yourself. But if the 10th person gives you negative feedback and criticizes you in some way or tells you that you could be better, what do you leave remembering? You don't leave remembering the 90%. You cling on to the 10, right? I know I do. I'm pretty sure most of us do that. That's human nature. We tend to focus on what we can perfect, what we can fix, what can be better, how we're missing the mark, you know? And it's great to have goals. It's great to be self-aware. It's great to want to identify what's not going right in your life and to improve those things. And I'm going to always, always, babe, encourage you to do that, right? But you cannot fixate on that, because what happens? Well, exactly what we just talked about. You never, ever, ever let yourself see the good if you just ruminate on all the bad. I think the biggest way that we get stuck in life is when we just hyperfixate on everything that we lack. You know, you get into this dark hole, this dark place. And when that happens, how the frick do you get out of it? Like I mentioned earlier, gratitude is a lot more than just writing down a list of things to be thankful for. But with that being said, I think that's a really, really good starting place. If you find yourself in a position where you're like, MLED, shut up. I have literally nothing to be grateful for. Everything is bad. My life is in literal shambles right now. I hear you, babe. Your emotions are valid. I get it. But I guarantee you, if you really look for things in your life to be thankful for, you're going to find some. So if that's you, I encourage you to grab a pen and a paper and to really sit and critically think about your life. Think about the people in your life. Think about the things that you have achieved. Think about the things that are going right. And these can be really small things. They don't have to be like majorly big wins, right? They can be mundane, everyday little things that you have to be grateful for. They can be super small, from your morning coffee to the birds that are chirping outside your window. It could be the fact that you get to see someone that you love today and you get to interact with them and hug them and spend time with them. Or it could be really big things, like the fact that you got a new job, or that you aced your exam that you just had, or that, you know, the person that you have a crush on likes you back, you know? Like, it could be anything really small to anything really big. And I want you to sit there and just brain dump and think about every little thing, big or small, in your life that you have access to that is a reason to be thankful and a reason for you to feel blessed. Sit there, write a list. And this can be a daily practice. Sometimes I'll do that. Like, first thing when I get up in the morning, I'll literally sit down and write out numbers 1 through 10 before I even write anything down. And I'll challenge myself to find 10 things to be grateful for. You do that in the morning, you set yourself up for a posture of gratitude for the rest of the day. And I really like doing that, and I would really recommend it. But it doesn't have to be a daily thing. You can really make it what you want it to be. And I guarantee, like, it will really make you kind of wake up a little bit and you'll be like, holy shit, Emlet was right. I do have a lot to be thankful for. Don't say I told you so. So that's a really good starting place, right? Yeah, it's cliche, but if you haven't done it before, try it. And I think you'll find some value in it. The other thing that I would recommend to you, and I got to shout out my therapist, Kaylin, for this one, because this is not my wisdom or my idea. This is something that she taught me. I actually recently got back into therapy. As I've been going through my shit the last few weeks, it just really felt like the right move. And I'm so glad I did, because the conversations my therapist and I have been having have been unreal and incredible and so helpful for me to move through this. So this next thing is from Kaylin. It's great to list out things that you have that you're thankful for, but similarly, it's great to list out things that you already are doing right in your life. So what habits do you have that are really great and are really positive? What things have you accomplished that you should be really proud of? You know, if you look around in your life right now, like, what are the things that you are actively working towards that you should be proud of? You know, if you need some inspo, here are some things in my life that I really had to critically think about, you know, and this is going to be a range of really small things to really big things. It doesn't have to be like earth shattering, amazing things. Okay. So one thing is I've been really consistent with my workouts. Like I said, just signed up for Orange Theory, going to, you know, soccer a few times a week, and I work out in my apartment gym. So in a given week, I'm working out anywhere between 3 to 5 days a week. And my mental health is literally contingent upon me moving my body. So I'm really freaking proud of myself for being disciplined and doing that. If you have worked out this week, whether it be once, twice, a bazillion times, that's something to be proud of yourself for. It's not always easy to find the motivation to work out. There are so many times when I'm like, literally the last thing that I want to do today is work out. But when I make myself do it, I always feel so much better. So if that's you, be freaking proud of yourself that you worked out this week and that you moved your body. Another thing that I'm really proud of myself for doing right is the way that I've been advocating for myself in my life. There was a bit of time where I really struggled with people pleasing and not wanting to rock the boat or inconvenience people or speak up for my own needs. And in the last year, I have just made so much progress with that, almost to the point where I'm like, who is she? Like, who is this girl? I feel like my old self in that way. I always used to be so outspoken for my needs, probably to an unhealthy extreme at times, but I just feel myself returning to that version of me, and it's been so beautiful to see. I, you know, speak up when one of my friends is doing something to hurt me. I speak up at work when I don't have the bandwidth to do something, or, you know, a coworker of mine isn't meeting the mark and I hold people accountable to their shit. And I also advocate for myself to myself. I actively make sure that I'm doing things to take care of my body and my mental health. You know, like in all aspects of my life, I am genuinely taking care of myself and advocating for myself. And babe, if that is you, if you are making steps towards speaking up for yourself and telling people when they cross your boundaries and being really honest about how you're really feeling and not sugarcoating it for people, not trying to spare people's feelings, you should be really freaking proud of that. And you don't have to be perfect at these things to be proud of that, right? Progress over perfection, baby. If you're making strides in any way, shape, or form, that's something to be so, so proud of yourself for. So those are just a couple of examples of things that, you know, are going right. And I really challenge you, again, grab a pen and a paper and just sit there and list out what are the things you are doing right. And just kind of reorient your mind away from the negative, away from the position of lack, and watch how much that will change your mindset truly. Okay, so the third thing that I really want you to do, and this is kind of on the same wavelength, but it's a little bit different. I really want you to compare yourself right now in this moment to a past version of you who was in an even lower place. Even if you're in a low place now, look back and compare yourself to where you were in your last low. What progress have you made since then? What improvements have you made? What steps have you taken to pull yourself out of that position? Again, it can be really small stuff. It can be really big stuff, but compare yourself then to now. When you do that, it really, really, really shows you the growth that you've already done, babe. It shows you the progress that you have made, the things that you have changed. You know, we are imperfect human beings, and it's so easy to focus on how we're not meeting the mark, right? But I guarantee that you have come so far, and there is a past version of you who would have done anything to be exactly where you are right now. Truly. Like, if the younger version of you could see you right now, they would probably shit their pants and they'd be like, oh my God, I want to be like them when I grow up. I guarantee it. And you might be like, no, I'm led. Like, my life sucks. I have nothing to be thankful for. I haven't made it far. Cut it out, babe. Cut the shit. Be honest. You have grown. I know you have. And let's reposition our minds to really focus on that. Guys, making these mental shifts is not always easy, but it's so valuable. And when you start focusing on what you are doing right, on what you do have, on what God has provided to you in the ways that you have grown and you have leveled up, you start to just feel so lucky and so blessed. And you're like, holy shit, I'm that bitch. Holy shit, I have improved, you know? It helps you be so much less hard on yourself. It helps you to stop focusing on everything that you lack. If you look for reasons to be upset and pissed off and ashamed and like you're failing, you're always going to find them. You're always going to find things to be upset about if you look for them. And if you compare yourself to other people and you look at what you have and you look at what they have and you think that they have more than you or that they have better than you, whatever, of course that's going to make you feel like you're behind or that you're missing something or that you're lacking something. It is so healthy to focus on the things that you do have because it takes your attention away from what you are lacking. It really helps you to pull yourself out of your head, out of your own way, and to be truly grateful for, you know, what the Lord has given you and what the Lord has provided to you. Life is so, so, so beautiful, but sometimes you have to force yourself to look for that beauty when things get really dark. If you're in a season of your life where gratitude just seems like an impossible task, tap into your senses right now. If the anxiety is really big, I encourage you to just tap into your senses right now. What can you smell around you? What can you hear around you? What can you feel? What can you touch? What can you taste? Tap into those senses. It will ground you. It will bring you into the present moment. For example, right now, I have a beautiful candle burning next to me. It's called Adventure is Calling. It's the smell of mahogany and teak wood. Shout out Bath and Body Works. Ugh, my favorite. this beautiful kind of like cologne smell is in my nose. And I have a little glass of kombucha next to me so I can taste kombucha on my tongue right now. I'm wearing a Wrestling With Life branded cozy sweatshirt. Shout out to my merch that will be dropping soon. It's coming, baby. It's coming. But I can feel this comfy merch, this comfy sweatshirt on my body, on my skin. I can see my beautiful home around me. There's some ambient light coming from my kitchen. I have some LED backlighting that I just put in that looks beautiful. I can see Phineas and Ferb sleeping on my bed. I can see my podcast equipment in front of me that I'm so thankful for. And I can hear the sound of my voice right now in my headphones as I'm speaking to you, recording this episode. And as I'm tapping into these senses, they are just bringing to my attention so many tiny little things and also big things that I do have to be grateful for and that are going well. So babe, if you are struggling to be grateful, slow down. Just slow down. Whatever you're doing right now, unless you're driving on the highway, don't come to a screeching halt if you're driving on the highway. But if you are in a safe place to slow down, I encourage you to just close your eyes for a moment, slow down, put your hand on your heart, and just really think for a moment about all the wonderful, beautiful, amazing things in your life. Again, it's not to invalidate your problems. It's not to invalidate your feelings. It's just to kind of recenter yourself and refocus your attention on what you do have. Babe, I know that you will achieve all those goals that you have. I know that your problems might feel heavy right now, but you will experience relief from that eventually. It's coming, I promise. I know that whatever you are stirring and stewing and wrestling and anxiety over, I know that that thing is going to work itself out. I know that you might feel low right now, but there are going to be people who come into your life and pick you up and make you realize how fucking amazing you are. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're anxious about, whatever problem it is that's weighing heavy on you, I just want to encourage you that it's not going to feel like this forever. It won't. It won't feel like this forever, babe. It really won't. And God is going to pull you out of this. He is going to make your path clear. He is going to make it right. He's going to fix it. Right now, it's important for you to feel your emotions and to sit in them. We don't have to be toxic positive, right? We don't have to be delusional. We don't have to pretend like bad things aren't happening. But once we do feel those emotions, we really do need to pull ourselves out of it and focus on the good. I promise if you do that this week, wrestling fam, you are going to experience a really radical shift in your life. I know I am right now. I am finally getting on the other side of this shit, and I didn't know if I ever would. Gratitude, baby. Be grateful for what you do have, what things are going well in your life, and how far you have come. Watch your life freaking change when you adopt that mindset. You guys, I love you so much. I'm so happy to be back with more solo episodes. Guest episodes will continue to be published on a bi-weekly basis like they have been. And then I'll be popping in with some solo episodes in between. And heads up, we might even have some more exciting episodes, even more content coming each week. I am kind of working out the kinks of that right now, but stay tuned. It is coming. If this episode helped you to feel a little bit more grateful today, go drop me a 5-star review, please, wherever you listen. Reviews help the podcast to grow. And when we grow, we're able to get more guests on. We're able to create more content. We're able to pour more time and energy and resources into the show, which ultimately, wrestling fam, helps you get more encouragement in your ears, helps lift you up more. So if you could take a second to do that right now, it would mean a lot to me and I would really appreciate it. Let's get out there this week, you guys. Let's grab life by the freaking balls. Let's be grateful for what we do have in our lives, okay? It's not gonna be like this forever, baby. We will talk soon, wrestling fam. Love you guys. Bye.